How much does it cost to start a podcast? So before I really started working on my outline for this episode, I randomly Googled how much does it cost to start a podcast? And I thought the funniest thing was the first search result that came up, and it's from Forbes, and it says, starting a podcast can cost anywhere from $20 to $5,000. And that pretty much leads into my answer, which it depends. I know no one wants to hear that answer, and it's really not the answer I want to give you either, but it's the truth. Hello and welcome to Podcast for Profit. My name is Morgan Franklin. I'm a podcast producer, strategist, and educator. This podcast will help you create and grow a podcast that cuts through the noise of social media and speaks directly to your target audience. If you're ready to create a podcast that will align you with the experts in your industry, position yourself as a trusted leader, and create another source of revenue for your business, you're in the right place. You could start a podcast from your laptop with no equipment right this moment, literally today, and all you would have to pay for is your podcast hosting. Or you could buy a $600 Shure microphone that needs an XLR cable just to plug into the mixer that costs $1,000 to be recorded on a $50 memory card. So yeah, there's a lot of different answers to this question. Today, we're going to walk through three different price points for podcasts and who I really think would benefit the most from each equipment setup. Like so many podcasters, I had no idea what I was doing when I started podcasting. I was Googling. I was reading Amazon reviews. I was watching bad YouTube videos. And if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably been watching them too. It's some guy. He has an LED light in the background with a fake plant. And you are thinking to yourself, has this guy ever had a podcast? Has he ever listened to a podcast? What is going on with him? Is he AI? I'm not sure. Long story short, I was searching high and low. Not only did I have no idea what I was doing, I had no clue what I was looking for. I just wanted something that would sound professional and wouldn't completely break me financially. The first podcast I launched was a professional podcast for a brand I worked with. So just to give you some context, this wasn't just a podcast for fun. Podcasting for fun is something that kind of always makes me laugh because podcasting isn't really that much fun. It takes a lot of planning and writing and scheduling and recording and editing and more writing and uploading and overall isn't exactly what I would consider fun. Can you have fun doing it? Absolutely. But I think this is where a lot of people get misconceptions about podcasting and that, oh, we're just going to go in and we're going to talk and we're so funny and people are going to love it. And I love listening to you. Why wouldn't other people? I think this is kind of where we start to see podcasters that are dividing into two different groups of people that are actually going to make this a viable part of their digital marketing plan, or the people that are just going to record a couple episodes and probably never even put them out because they couldn't get anybody to edit it and we can't meet on this Saturday and X, Y, and Z. And that's what I mean by podcasting itself can be fun, but do I consider it fun? Not really. Let's start with my first group of podcasters. This is anybody that has an idea that maybe you're not 100% sure about, but you want to try it out. My best advice is don't go out and spend hundreds or thousands of dollars. I'm just saying I've seen so many people that have very solid ideas for shows, and the moment a microphone comes out, they are crumbling to pieces. So if you're hearing me and thinking, Morgan, she just does not know what she's talking about. I could do this any day of the week and twice over on Sunday. Then I want you to take that confidence, and I genuinely, you are the person that needs to start a podcast. What I want to suggest to you is you get a piece of paper and you get a pen and you start mapping out some of those episodes before you even buy a microphone. Prove to yourself that you are willing to put in the work and go ahead and outline 4 episodes. So that'll be a month worth of your podcast. And if you can really genuinely map out 4 episodes of what it would look like, whether if it's a solo episode, if it's interviews, if it is interview style, go ahead and write out the questions. Take this seriously. Before you ever spend a dime, spend your time investment in proving to yourself that you're actually going to do this. Because I genuinely think if more people took the time to do this before they spent a cent on their podcast, things would be so much easier for them and they wouldn't be wasting money, to put it frankly. If you're a solo podcaster or you're planning on doing a mostly solo show in the beginning, my best option for you financially is to get a microphone that will plug into your laptop, because you won't have to worry about getting any other equipment. My recommendation to you is to get the Shure MV, as in Morgan Victor 7. It's about $250, but it's a professional quality microphone and it will grow with your show, because it's not only a USB, USB-C port capable microphone, but also it can be used with an XLR cord. So as your podcast grows and as you start to book guests, especially guests in person, you can start building out your studio and use this microphone with a professional mixer. So it's $250 that you're investing into now, but you can also use it later when you start getting other microphones and you have a professional mixer and you have more of an at-home studio for yourself. Now, I know this isn't the cheapest USB microphone you can buy, but I promise you it's 1,000% better than the Blue Yeti microphone that you see all these beginner podcasters using. And if I can just go on a short rant about the Blue Yeti microphone, I honestly think that I'm going to make a whole episode about just your beginner microphones, because I want to talk about this. This has been weighing on my soul for so long. Do not get a Blue Yeti microphone. Do not get one. I know that it's $100 to $150 less than the one that I'm recommending to you right now, but it is just on the basis of understanding the technology. It is a condenser microphone. So from the very beginning, the microphone that I'm recording on right now, and we'll get into that in a second, is a dynamic microphone. So not only are you not getting the same quality, but you don't get the same capabilities. If you have a Blue Yeti microphone right now and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I have to go buy a new microphone, I'm so embarrassed, please do not do that. What I'm saying is, don't use it as a marketing tool, because I think that a lot of people who are not very familiar with microphones or not very familiar with the podcasting industry see this as a very attractive looking microphone, which it totally is. They have cute colors. They know what they're doing, right? They have really cornered that mom blogger aesthetic. And compared to a Shure microphone, it does look much cuter. But my message to you is, invest in your equipment, invest in yourself, invest in your podcast, create the best quality content that you can make. And when you are given the opportunity, take it. And going back to the Shure microphone, if you buy that from the beginning, they really hold their value. So even if you get through writing the 4 episodes, you purchase the microphone and you decide, hey, this just really isn't for me. I was just looking at eBay yesterday when I was writing up this episode, and they're selling for almost the amount that you would buy them for. So really, you're not going to be out of ton of money if you decide, hey, this just isn't for me. Another option I want to throw out there for people who are trying out podcasting, but you're not fully committed to your show yet, or you aren't really sure what you're going to record or how you're going to record with it, just use a pair of headphones with a built-in microphone. I'm particularly thinking of those ones that used to come with every single iPhone. You know, they're the wire-in headphones and they have that little microphone on them. Especially if you have a podcast idea with multiple people and you're just trying to get everybody together and see what happens. Nothing about your podcast changes when you have an actual microphone. So try out your first couple recordings with one of these line-in headphones that has a microphone on it. And I think this will tell you a lot about whether you're ready to start a show and if you're ready to invest in equipment. For my next group of podcasters, I'm going to call you beginner podcasters, because you have a well-constructed podcast idea. You've done your market research. You know how this podcast is going to grow with your audience. You know how it will help your business or brand, and you're ready to start recording. You're going to need an actual podcast setup. And this doesn't have to be anything crazy expensive, but you do need to invest in some money, like I said, into your equipment. Your podcast listeners are investing their time into you, And you should be investing some time and money into having the most professional sounding podcast that you can, especially if you want to grow your listeners, which I know that you want to. I think sometimes that we forget that time is our only non-renewable resource. And if we're asking people to give their time to us, we need to make it worth their while. I'll have a breakdown of all of this equipment in the show notes, and all of it is available on Amazon, but I'd recommend that you get at least two dynamic microphones. Like I was talking about, dynamic microphones just have so much more capacity than condenser microphones. The ones I have listed for you are going to come in around $50, and they're amazing quality. I'll occasionally record with my Shure microphones that I use now, and I really can't tell the difference. You're also going to need some XLR cables to connect the microphones to the mixer. Those are going to run you about $10 to $20 each, depending. Spending more money on these XLR cables will not really get you a higher quality cable. Normally, you're paying for the kind of wrap that's on the cable. And if you are not doing any kind of intense load in and load out with microphones like a band would, then I really wouldn't worry about investing more money into getting a higher quality cord. And of course, you're going to need a mixer to mix on. And you might be thinking, what is a mixer? Why do I need one? Great question. Professional microphones don't have power on their own. They need something called phantom power to run and record. And also, you need something to record onto. So you're also going to need a memory card that will go in the mixer. That's what you're going to upload to your computer. The mixer that I recommend for this price point is about $150. I love it because it can either be plugged into the wall or you can use batteries and you can take it anywhere. So this is really helpful for beginner podcasters because a lot of times you're doing podcast recordings in different places, you're meeting up with people for interviews, and it just makes it really versatile for you to pack it up and take it. And let's say you're not near a plug-in, you can just pop some batteries in there and you're good to go. You're also going to need some wired headphones to wear while you're recording. Do not skip this. I hear people complaining about headphones all the time. And let me just tell you, the times that I have heard guests and hosts say, "Do I have to wear headphones? Do I really have to wear headphones?" Do you think all the podcasters that you watch online are wearing headphones just for the hell of it? No. Put on the headphones. You are not experienced enough to know what you sound like on the microphone, and that is why you need the headphones. You need to be able to hear what you sound like on the recording, and you also need to know what the other person that you're either interviewing with or hosting with sounds like as well. So altogether, this setup is going to cost you under $500 for two people, and it really is the most cost-effective and professional sounding equipment I've ever used, and it stacks up to the equipment that is much more expensive. So as a beginner, like I said, you do not have to spend thousands of dollars, and please don't, especially until you know this podcast is viable, this podcast is going to be bringing in revenue, this podcast is going to have longevity. Do not spend more than $500 on it unless you know this is a hobby that you want to invest into and you're willing to spend money on. That is the best advice as a producer and a strategist I can give you, because podcasting is hard. Podcasting is not only intimidating, but it is time consuming. Use these steps to prove to yourself that you're ready to move on and make it a challenge for yourself. Say at X number of downloads, I am going to get this Shure microphone that I want. At X number of downloads, I am going to do this. I think that that gives you goals to work for along the way, and you're not just sinking money into a podcast that is never going to make you anything in return. All right, so finally, last but not least, my professional podcast equipment recommendations. And this is for anyone that is a professional podcaster, is a committed podcaster, that's ready to take the plunge and buy high-end equipment. First of all, let's talk about the Shure SM7DB Active Dynamic Microphone. It's the gold standard for podcasters. I love it. There's a reason every top podcaster uses it. It'll run you about $400 to $500 a microphone, depending on where you buy it and when. So I definitely watch out for a sale if I'm buying multiple of these, but the sound is impeccable. And if you're ready to make the investment, I highly recommend it. Next, let's talk about your professional podcast mixer. I use the Rode Rodecaster Pro 2. I've also used the Rode Rodecaster Pro 1. Try saying that three times fast. I think they're both the best audio interfaces that I've ever used in perspective of quality of recording, ease of use, noise cancellation. The Rode Rodecaster 2 will retail for about $700. Next, wired headphones. Not all wired headphones are created equal. We know this. Bose headphones are simply the best, in my opinion. I have used the Bose Noise Canceling Headphone 700, and they will run you anywhere from about $300 to $400 per pair. Will they completely change your podcast recording? No. But will they change the experience? Yes, absolutely. A few odds and ends you're going to need in addition to your XLR cords. Again, those will run you about $20 each. Aux cable adapters for the Rodecaster. And so those adapters will be about $10. And then you'll also need a micro SD card that'll run you about $30. A quick story about me and the first time I ever used a Rode Rodecaster was for a very, very, very important podcast recording that I had. And for some reason, and don't do this, do as I say, not as I do. I was excited to use my equipment. And so I had brought in my Rodecaster. I'm so excited. I have this huge interview, probably one of the biggest that I had had to this point. And I didn't realize that it needed that input adapter for the headphones, meaning you can't just plug your headphones directly in there. If you aren't really familiar with this kind of thing, that's what it means. So I show up to the recording. We have about an hour before the guest is going to arrive. And I am totally freaking out because I have no way to plug in the headphones. I didn't bring a backup. I didn't know what to do. Again, let this be a lesson to not use brand new equipment when you have a very important recording, even though you want to use your new equipment, or at least try it out before you get there. Thank God, somehow, by the grace of God, and who knows how, I had some adapters at my house. I ran home. I was ripping through everything, and somehow the headphones that I had bought for my first podcasts had a converter, and I was able to rip it off and put it on my new headphones. And who knows? Again, by the grace of God, who knows? All in all, this last setup is going to cost you about $2,500 to $2,600 for a two-person podcast. So like I said, it's an investment. Do not go buying this equipment if you do not have a plan for your podcast. You do not have a plan for how you're going to make money for your podcast. Start one step at a time. The last thing I want to mention for physical equipment is microphone stands. I didn't include this in any of the setups, but you are going to need it for all three. The two most versatile options are either to get an adjustable boom microphone stand. Those are the ones that you normally think of with a guy at a coffee shop, and he has the one that's standing. It's kind of a tripod situation, and it's coming up from the ground, and it's a couple feet tall. Or to get a weighted table microphone stand, those will be about a foot tall and are adjustable. They'll both cost you about $30 to $60, but do not cheap out and buy the cheapest option. I have another story about this. So in the beginning, I was really running a tight ship on my podcasting operation, okay? I was using little things I had hobbled together, and my dad is a guitar player, and I had taken his standing boom mic microphone stand and just turned it into my microphone stand. So we have a guest come in, and he says from the top, "Hey, I want to tell you guys this really emotional story that I've really never told publicly." And we were like, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much. This is such an honor." And for reference, this was probably about a year and a half ago. I've been doing podcasting for a little bit over 3 years. So it's probably about halfway through my podcasting career thus far. So I should have known better, but you know, these things happen. And so I had this microphone stand and it was just barely being held together. I'm sure it was great in its heyday, but it was kind of falling apart. So he is talking and I just noticed this microphone is just slipping further and further and further down. And by the end, he is in tears. He's telling this beautiful story and his microphone is in his lap. So this is your sign to not cheap out when you are buying your microphone stand, because over time, and when you buy a cheap one, it will be a little bit loosey-goosey, and you don't want your guest to be telling a very emotional story, and it is sliding into their lap. So learn from my mistakes. So we have our equipment, and we're ready to record our podcast. Is that it? One-time fee? We're paying for the equipment, and we're good? Not exactly. You're going to need somewhere to host your podcast in an RSS feed, and this will likely be a monthly fee, and it'll be charged per the amount of content that you're posting. Personally, I use a service called Buzzsprout. I've had a great experience with their software and hosting. Anytime that I have a question or a concern, they are quick to help me out, and I've never had any problems with publishing or episode scheduling. I've used Buzzsprout for 3 years now, and I've published hundreds and hundreds of episodes without any problems. They have hourly reporting on downloads and distributions to all the major podcast networks and lots of networks that I've never even heard of before. I am not sponsored to talk about them in any way, but I do have an affiliate code in the show notes. It'll give you $20 credit when you upgrade to any paid plan. For reference, my current plan is 6 hours of content each month, and it costs $18. They also have a lower plan that's $12, where you get 3 hours of content a month. So when I'm saying content a month, I'm meaning that's how much podcast you can put in per month, if that makes sense. And they also have a free option, but warning on the free option, it will only host your episodes and anything you upload for 90 days, and it's limited up to 2 hours. Another viable cost will be editing and virtual recording. So personally, I use Adobe Creative Suite. In full transparency, I have the complete suite. It costs about $60 a month, but you can get a smaller package that I believe is about $22. And there is a free month trial if you want to try it out. There's also free editing options like Audacity. I've never used Audacity professionally, but I have played around with it before, and I think it's super user-friendly, and it's a great option for people that are getting started. Again, do not overwhelm yourself with all of these fees and subscriptions and costs when you can do so many of these things for free and try them out. I greatly encourage you to do that. And if you're planning on doing any kind of virtual recording or hosting with guests, please, please, please spend the money and get Riverside. If you're taking the time to do an interview with someone, don't do it on Zoom or Google Meet or anything like that. Riverside, you can find them at riverside.fm. Riverside records the audio and video locally to your computer. So what that means is if you have connection problems or lags or delays on the recording on either side, it is going to be simultaneously recording to the cloud. So when you download it, it won't have any of those issues. Also, it isn't just taking the recording off your computer like Zoom would. The standard version of that is $15 a month, and it will hold your videos, audio recordings, and transcriptions all in one place. It's honestly pretty incredible. There isn't a straightforward answer to how much it costs to start a podcast, but we can technically start for free, or we can spend $3,000. It's all depending on where you are in your journey as a podcaster and what you hope to achieve through your podcast. It is okay to grow with your podcast. Don't feel like if you don't have the money to buy a $500 microphone, you will be less of a podcaster, or that the message you have to share is any less valuable. People drop thousands of dollars on podcast equipment every day to never start a show. And incredible podcasters start shows on their phone and go on to be top-ranking podcasts. The content and planning put into the podcast is worth more to your audience than any microphone you could ever buy. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. If you enjoyed the podcast and you'd like to hear more episodes like this one, go ahead and subscribe to the show. New episodes air every Monday morning. And if you found this episode valuable and you want to help other business owners and podcasters, will you leave me a 5-star review? It helps the show rank higher in the charts and brings more entrepreneurs the information they need to start making money on their podcast.